Hey everybody, welcome to the Luxury Psy Lounge. I am your host, Saida Brown, and today I have four top luxury stories to share with you, all of which you can find, of course, on luxurypsy.com. So first of all, let me just say a friend of mine sent me a picture of his Christmas tree installation. And I'm like, wait, what? It is November 3rd. Who does their Christmas tree on November 3rd? Forgive me, but I'm a little bit slow. I thought I was early saying that I was going to do it by the 15th of November. My grandmother, God rest her soul, you don't put your tree up until the day after Thanksgiving. And then it comes down the day after New Year. But I guess, and notice I said New Year and not New Year's. No shade intended, but I guess a little shade intended. But let me just say, like, this is crazy. They are pushing Christmas and holiday and the commercialization of Christmas earlier and earlier and earlier. Like, I don't even know what to make of this, but I will just say, I think it's a little early, but when in Rome, do as the Romans do. I fought it. But what I finally did, I kind of knew what my brand colors were going to be this holiday season. But my photo shoot, for real, is not even scheduled till almost the third week, between the second and third weeks of November, because I figured in my head, I'll take my photos like the second, in between the second and third week of November. I already know my brand colors and I'll be able to drop my holiday cards like right at Thanksgiving. I'm late. This is crazy. I didn't even think I was late, but I guess Luxury Psy has to get on her game because this is just too soon. I don't know. Get at me. Put on the blog. Have you seen us ever decorate or get in the holiday spirit this early? I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it's me, but I just got my roll of stamps yesterday. So I have to curate my list for holiday cards. Yes, I still send out holiday cards, and that is definitely going to be a post on my blog that I still believe we should send out holiday cards. For those of you that follow me, you know I'm a global relocation agent with Sotheby's, with Premier Sotheby's International Realty. And I can't imagine not sending out a handwritten card to your clients, to your mortgage brokers, to your bankers, to your lenders, to the other agents that you've done business with in the year, during the year. Like, I just can't. What do you do? Send a text message like happy holidays with a picture of your cat? I don't know. I don't know. To each his own. But anyway, I figure it like this. A roll of stamps is just over 50 bucks. You can selectively get nicer cards for those that you want to send nicer cards to. And then you can go to Walmart, Michaels, Amazon, wherever you want to go and just order Christmas cards. But I am from the old school and I still feel that handwritten cards should be sent out. Call me Luxury Psy. Anyway, let's get into today's top stories. Last night was the Gucci Love Parade in LA. So let me just say, I'm in New York and Gucci, hello, I didn't get an invitation, but that's okay. That's me throwing a little bit of shade. But you know, last night was election night in America. So I do have, because I was at the UN for a couple of years running the National Council of Women, I still follow politics and local political elections. And so I was watching actually the returns on election night last night. But everybody in LA was at the Grauman's Chinese Theater and, you know, just panting in anticipation for Ridley Scott's House of Gucci film. I cannot wait to see it. I was saying to a friend of mine last night, let me just digress for a second. So I went to high school in New York City from 1985 to 1989. And that was right when hip hop was really building momentum. Eric B and Rakim, we were going to Latin Quarters, Union Square, Roseland. I mean, we were really in those places. And all we wore, I know this is gonna sound so pretentious at this point, but all we wore was Gucci to school. me and Mai and Sasha and Tanisha. Oh, these are all my friends. We're still friends from high school now. Shavasia. So I played basketball in high school, but during the off season, there are pictures of me like head to, and wait, let me just say this too. Dapper Dan was like God to us in the 80s. So I didn't wear Dapper Dan because he was really expensive and he customized clothes. We would just cut school and go to the Gucci store on Fifth Avenue. But I have pictures of me. I remember I went home and told my mom I wanted Gucci socks. And my mother was like, what? I paid $18 for a pair of Gucci. They were white Gucci socks that went to the knee. And when and they just had like a little G on the side, like where your calf muscle would be. Let me just go really fast into the inflation calculator. You probably hear my nails tapping. I wonder what, so these Gucci socks in 1987 when I was 16 years old were $18. And so in 2021, they would be $43.46. I don't know if I would pay as a grown-up now $43 for one pair of white socks. But anyway, in high school, I paid $18 for a pair of Gucci socks, and I loved them. And I wore the Gucci sneakers. And I think I paid, I want to say $125 for them back then, if I'm not mistaken. So I just plugged that into my inflation calculator. So $125 for my Gucci sneakers in 1987 would be $301.84 now. So that's a cumulative rate of inflation at 141.5%. I would probably pay $300 for a pair of sneakers if I really, really liked them. And you notice the long pause. Like I would have to really, 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 really like them. But anyway, that's what we do. That's how we get down. But anyway, Gucci was just all over LA last night. Stock style and stardom collided with just the biggest stars and tastemakers. So I've got a whole post on it on luxuryside.com. Jared Leto was there, Gwyneth Paltrow, Dakota Johnson. I mean, it was just a star-studded event. But can I just say the ones who actually stole the show, there's a photo. I have to see if I can get permission to use this photo from the Neighborhood Talk. But there's a picture of Vanessa Bryant and her daughter, Dwayne Wade, Gabrielle Union, their daughter, and then Cookie and EJ. So you've got the Bryants, the Wades, and the Johnsons. Can you, that is like basketball royalty, Gucci royalty. I mean, last night was just a phenomenal from what I can see from the photos and the commentary. It was just an amazing event last night. So salute to Gucci. And the only reason I'm talking about Gucci on tonight's show is because of their mea culpa with Dapper Dan. I remember when the feds raided Dapper Dan. Remember, I told you I'm from New York. And I remember, excuse me, when that went down. It was absolutely awful. And so here we are 30 years later that they are applauding him, saluting him, and giving him his flowers. Because I promise you, had they not, I would have abandoned Gucci, not talked about their brand on Luxury Side, not supported them. And for those of you that know me, that is probably, have to be a little unbiased because I host this show, but my personal favorite luxury brand probably is Gucci. And it really isn't. There's so many more. There's a lot more, especially black luxury brands. But I think Gucci has just been embedded in my life since I was 12, 13, 14, 15 years old. Gucci and Tiffany's. Like my necklace in my high school graduation picture is from Tiffany's. My mother shopped for me there and got that. But anyway, for a full wrap up of the Gucci Love Parade, just log on to luxuryside.com. The next story that was tearing up the internet between yesterday and today, and I talked, I talked about it, was the Dean's home, Alicia Keys and Swiss Beats' art-filled modernistic home overlooking the Pacific Ocean. So I am a luxury real estate agent with Premier Sotheby's International Realty. So I look at luxury homes all day for a living. But can I tell you the Razor House, which is what they just bought, is absolutely absolutely stunning. Like, I can't even begin to tell you how phenomenal this house is from an architectural design standpoint. And then it is so carefully curated. I mean, the colors, the nuances, and the light. I mean, this house is almost 11,000 square feet. And rumor has it that Swiss Beatz had this home as his screensaver on his phone. So, just on that note, dreams actually do materialize. What you envision and what you feel and what you believe, you can manifest anything in your life. I truly, 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 truly believe that. I remember when I first started watching Million Dollar Listing. This was probably, oh gosh, 2015 maybe. I was just so fascinated that these people, unfortunately, they don't have any black agents on Million Dollar Listing, especially in New York. But I mean, I was watching it when Lorber was there, Luis, and I remember just thinking, wait a minute, I'm from New York. My parents are no different than theirs. I can do that too. And I remember when I said to my husband, I'm going to study for my real estate license. Real estate was never on my radar. It was always basketball, sports, media. You know, I've just been a basketball fanatic. My dream was when I became a WNBA agent. But real estate? No way. And I just became so enamored with home design and layout and floor plans and types of wood floors and types of cabinetry and Miele appliances and all of these things. And so I actually manifested my career that I have right now. So I host the Luxury Sci Lounge as an extension of who I am and as a person and all of the things that I love, and the fact that I have to have fresh flowers in my dining room and my bathroom every single week. Yes, I do. I'm going to do a show on why I have fresh flowers in my house and all of the rooms every week. It's really not that expensive if that's the luxury you want to treat yourself to. Because luxury is really an experience and not necessarily a price point. But anyway, back to Swiss and Alicia's home. I mean, it's just absolutely beautiful. I mean, they did the Met Gala, all of these things. She released an album, and I put that on my Instagram, all while they were designing and configuring this home. And I want to give a big shout out to Jason Bolden. He is like, he and Adair, they just had their son Arrow Fox. But let me just tell you, I love Jason's style. He does design work for Yahira Shahidi, the Wade family. I mean, and just Taraji P. Henson, Jason Bolden. They had a show called Styling Hollywood. I think it was on Netflix, if I'm not mistaken. And that's where I first uncovered his style. And so, just to see his exponential growth over the last couple of years. I remember when my friends in New York were starting out as stylists and they couldn't even get pull privileges. Pull privileges is when you're able to like go to stores, get items, put them for your client and without leaving deposits and all that other stuff. And so I'm just so proud. I don't know Jason. He's on my vision board because I would love to meet Jason. But I just have been following his career and he's absolutely amazing. So he styled the Wades last night and they look head to toe absolutely phenomenal in Gucci. But back to Swiss Beatz and Alicia Keys' home, Jason styled them. And I'll just say, Kasim Dean, Mr. Dean, was wearing Saint Laurent, and Alicia Keys was wearing Brunello Cucini dress, and they just look absolutely amazing. So there's a full write-up on luxurysci.com. The next story, you know, I do the Luxury Side Lounge every single day, and I talk about the top luxury stories of the day. Tomorrow, let me see if I can get my bell. Where's my bell? I think I'm going to have to just go buy a bell. Where's my bell? Let me see if I can find it real fast. Where is my bell? Here it is. I think I found it. There it is. I have a little bell. Tomorrow, holiday beverages and the Starbucks red cups arrive. So I blogged about that on my Instagram and on luxurysci.com. It's almost here. the first sip of the holiday season. So tomorrow, November 4th, Starbucks is rolling out its toasted white chocolate mocha, its caramel brulee latte, chestnut praline latte, the Irish cream cold brew, and then a host of seasonal foods and gifts. So download the app. So I plan on getting my extra points tomorrow because I have the app and all you have to do is swipe it and go. So I am just over the moon excited. I love their peppermint spice mocha, their peppermint mocha, and then I love their pumpkin spice latte that comes in the fall. So Starbucks probably gets my Starbucks budget between pumpkin spice and for the fall, and then the peppermint mocha for the holiday. In the spring and summer, I'm not really into coffee like that. I drink maybe a cup a day. I had to fight myself today not to have 4 cups. I had 2, and then I went into a meeting in the Sotheby's office. We had a meeting from 10 to 11, so I got another cup. And I had to really, really fight myself not to have a 4th cup when I got back home. So Starbucks makes its money off of me in the fall and in the winter. And my last story of today is Jay-Z is on Instagram, y'all. So head on over to Instagram and you can follow Hove. I mean, this is like we've been waiting with bated breath to have him on IG. And so I immediately hopped on and followed him. I mean, he's just with his induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and all of the wonderful things that he has done over his career, music-wise, just musically, because I have a little bit of an issue with what happened with the Barclays Center as a real estate agent and what I saw happen to Black homeowners, but that's another story for another day. But you just can't deny his musical genius and his musical prowess and what he did starting from the bottom, from the mud with Rockefeller and to where he is now. I mean, just a humanitarian, an inductee into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, his deal with Beyonce, with Tiffany's, I mean, Basquiat. I mean, it just, the list is exhaustive. I don't know how he manages his day. He must have like 10 assistants. I don't know. But anyway, those are the top 4 stories today on the Luxury Side Lounge, the Gucci Love Parade, Alicia Keys and Swiss Beats Home, Starbucks starts their new drinks tomorrow, and then Jay-Z is on Instagram, y'all. Always remember that we shall pass through this world but once. Any good, therefore, that we can do or any kindness that we can show to any human being, let us do it now. Let us not defer or neglect it, for we shall not pass this way again. Thank you so much for listening to the Luxury Side Lounge, and I'll see you on the next episode.